It's really great to be here. My name is Brent Halinga. I am the pastor in Medellin, Colombia. Yeah, so it's a, you know, we moved down there a couple of years ago, and I just wanted to, we probably have some people, want to give them a shout out and say hello. Thanks for joining in with us. You know, we are going to have some young people are coming down at the end of July. They'll be there for a couple of weeks. So if, I mean, I consider young, like, you know, under 60. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people here identifying what I'm talking about right now. Okay, you know, so, yeah, so that's great. And then the weekend after Thanksgiving, we are going to have really a big conference there, and so it's really a great time. Look forward to seeing some of you be able to come down there and visit. Put it on your calendar. Now, yesterday there was Pastor Dan Dunbar was up here, and you know, he's a really smart person. Yeah, he's teacher. Yeah, pastor. He's teacher, right? And he taught us how to say hello in Korean, right? I mean, it was something like Annyeong ha seyo or something like that, right? I mean, you know, that really confirmed, you know, my calling to Colombia, like, hola. Okay, hey, you know. Okay, hey, everybody, let's practice it, okay? Hola.
Hola.
You all just qualified yourself to come down to conference. All right, you know, so you know, that really works out great. I appreciate that. You know, hey, my wife, she's up there in the Chinese cubicle. All right, you know, so, hey, ni hao. Okay, we put that one in there too, right? You know, and I'm just so thankful for her and all the things that she does. And, you know, it's really beautiful to have, you know, just a Chinese contingency that is here. And, you know, it's amazing because she will twice a week, she has a group of people that are in China, and she translates. They watch the services that are from here, and then she translates. She puts on the headphones, and she translates. And then they have a rap afterwards, you know, and so they're just having a good old time, and they're like, you know, maybe a subject comes up they're real excited about, and my wife's volume, she goes from low to high. There's like nothing in between there, right? And, you know, because the weather is always nice in Medellin, we have our windows open, and I'm just thinking of the neighbors, you know. They're probably thinking, wow, that poor Brent. Every Sunday, man, he's taking an earful from his wife. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, it's so we try to be cordial. Hey, we just really have a great time, you know, doing those things, and we really appreciate. And do you know what's so beautiful? When I'm looking around, there's groups and different, it can be different languages, different cultures, translation. We don't care translation, man. It's the Word of God. God translated it to us so, we can understand it, right? You know, and so I'm seeing in the cafe, in the rooms, here at the family center, and it's like just all over the place. And some of you might be watching in here. Maybe you're in a living room right now with a group of people at the church. Wow. You're participating with something that is just so beautiful. And so I just really thank everyone that's being online. Thank all of you for being here. Well, you know, when we started the church in Costa Rica in 2012, you know, we got down there and we realized, and this is something we know as a missionary church, when you start taking away territory from the devil, there's going to be a battle going on. Yep. But when I was down there, I started hearing about this pastor, you know, and the word was out that this guy knows how to battle in spiritual warfare. Wow. So I started hearing more and more about him. And then I had an opportunity this last year to go down and to actually see him on his home court, in Chile. And I started seeing that, wow, he was gracious to everybody. I saw how he loved, the people in his church. He was like doing life the way that it should be. And we know that when he comes here, he always fires up the pulpit from a message from heaven, from truth. Will you welcome with me from Rancagua, Chile, Pastor Christian Diaz.
Muy buenos días a todos.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Quiero invitarlos que abran conmigo.
I want to invite you.
En la profecía de Ageo, capítulo 1.
To open your Bibles to the prophecy of Haggai, chapter 1.
Verso 1 al 7.
Verse 1 through 7.
Y luego, 2 Corintios,
and then we're gonna read 2 Corinthians,
capítulo 5, verso 14. Laura va a leer para
chapter
nosotros.
Chapter 5, verse 14, and Laura is gonna read it for us. Haggai 1:1-7. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And now 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
Ocurrió el 21 de julio.
On July 1st.
Del año 1861.
In the year 1861.
En un lugar un poco más allá, 2 horas hacia el sur.
2 hours south from here, in a place.
La ciudad de Manassas.
The city of Manassas.
La gente de Washington.
The people of Washington, D.C.
Pensó que ese día.
They thought that on that day.
Iba a ser un gran día para tener un picnic.
It would be a great day to have a picnic.
Un día para disfrutar con la familia.
A day to enjoy with family.
Así que se montaron sobre sus caballos, se subieron a sus carruajes.
So they jumped on their horses, they got on their buggies.
Con sus esposas, sus hijos.
With their wives and their children.
Cuando llegaron allá, extendieron sus mantas.
When they arrived there, they set their blankets on the grass.
Y comenzaron a comer su sándwich de queso, de pollo.
They began to eat their sandwiches, the cheese sandwiches,
comiendo
chicken
huevo.
Sandwiches, they ate eggs.
Los chicos corrían.
The kids were running around.
Las mujeres conversaban.
The women were talking.
Los hombres disfrutaban una hermosa tarde.
And the men were enjoying a wonderful afternoon.
La idea era de estar ahí en ese lugar.
The idea was to be there at that place.
Porque ellos iban a asistir a un enfrentamiento.
Because they were going to witness a battle.
Entre el ejército de la Unión y el ejército confederado.
Between the Confederate and the Union armies.
Ellos pensaban que el ejército de la Unión iba a aplastar al ejército confederado.
They thought that the Union would smash the Confederates.
Era una batalla fácil.
They thought this is an easy to win battle.
Pero de pronto comenzaron a escuchar el sonido de las balas.
Then they began to hear the sounds of
bullets, el sonido de los cañones,
the sound of the canyons.
Comenzaron a oír los gritos de los soldados muertos,
they began to hear the screams,
heridas
of the,
abiertas,
of the dead soldiers, their wounds open,
huesos quebrados,
broken bones,
gente gritaba,
people screaming.
La batalla estaba poderosamente.
The battle was fierce.
En ese momento,
at that moment,
se dieron cuenta,
they realized,
que no era el mejor lugar para un picnic,
that this was not a place for a picnic.
Los hombres comenzaron a tomar a sus mujeres,
the men started to grab their wives,
a los chicos,
the kids,
subir a los carruajes y huir rápidamente.
They jumped on their buggies and they tried to flee quickly.
Estaban en un campo de batalla.
They were in a field, in a battlefield.
Esta batalla es conocida como la primera batalla de la Guerra Civil Estadounidense.
This battle is known as the first battle of the Civil War.
Y ese momento,
in that moment,
en esa batalla,
during that battle,
es conocida,
that battle is known,
como la batalla del picnic,
as the picnic battle.
Hermanos,
brothers,
este es un ejemplo.
This is an example.
Esto es un gran ejemplo.
This is a great example.
De la vida de muchos creyentes.
Of the lives of many Christians.
Que han aceptado.
That have accepted.
La falsa idea.
The false idea.
De que el cristianismo.
That Christianism.
La vida cristiana.
That Christianity, the life of a Christian.
Se parece más a un picnic que a una batalla.
Is more like a picnic than a battle.
Muchos han tomado la idea de que cristianismo es más un picnic.
Many have taken the idea that Christianity is more like a picnic.
Que una batalla.
Than a battle.
Damas y caballeros.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Estamos en guerra.
We are in a battle.
Estamos en guerra.
We are in a war.
Estamos en medio de un campo de batalla.
We are in the midst of a battlefield.
Estamos en medio de un conflicto cósmico.
We are in the midst of a cosmic war.
Por eso el profeta Ageo,
that's why the prophet Haggai,
hace un tremendo llamado.
Makes a great call.
Un llamado urgente.
An urgent call.
A considerar nuestros caminos.
To consider our ways.
Cómo vivimos.
How do we live?
La manera en que tomamos la vida.
The way that we take on life.
¿Cristianismo es un picnic o es una guerra?
Is Christianity a picnic or is it a war?
¿Cristianismo es para disfrutar o es una vida aguerrida?
Is the Christianity to just enjoy or is it a life where you're going to be brave?
El profeta dice, considera tu camino, mira cómo caminas, mira cómo vives.
The Bible says, be mindful of your ways, consider it, how are you living?
Considera seriamente qué haces con tu tiempo, con tu dinero, con tu plata.
Consider seriously how you live with your time, with your money, with your goods.
¿Tú estás en una guerra o en un picnic?
Are you in a battle or are you in a picnic?
Fueron 55,000 judíos.
It was 55,000 Jews
que volvieron de la cautividad babilónica.
Who came back from the Babylonian captivity.
Con el llamado urgente.
Because of the urgent call.
De reconstruir el templo.
To rebuild the temple.
Por algún tiempo lo hicieron.
For some time they did it.
Pero ahora cuando el profeta está escribiendo,
but now, when the prophet is writing,
han pasado 16 años.
16 years have passed by.
16 años en que no han hecho nada con el templo.
16 years in which they have done nothing to build the temple.
A cambio de eso,
instead,
ellos están ocupados en sus casas.
They are consumed with building their own homes.
Casas artesonadas.
Coffered homes.
Casas lujosas.
Luxurious homes.
Y el templo está abandonado.
And the temple is abandoned.
El templo está seco.
The temple is dry.
El templo está destruido.
The temple is destroyed.
El templo que fue en algún momento el centro medular de la fe y la vida.
The temple that once was the center of their lives.
Ahora está abandonado.
Now is abandoned.
16 años.
For 16 years.
Considera tus caminos.
Consider your ways.
¿Cristianismo es un picnic o es una guerra?
Is Christianity a picnic or is it a war?
El pueblo estaba más ocupado de sus casas que de la casa de Dios.
The people were more concerned with building their homes than the house of God.
Sus prioridades,
their priorities,
estaban distorsionadas.
Were distorted.
El enfoque,
their focus,
estaba perdido.
Was lost.
Estaban buscando más las cosas conmovibles.
They were looking more for those things that are movable.
Que las cosas inconmovibles.
Than the things that are immovable.
Ellos estaban buscando estar bien.
They were searching to be okay.
Por eso hay una desazón en el pueblo. Comemos.
This is why they were so they were not so well. They would eat.
Y no estoy satisfecho.
But I'm not satisfied.
No importa cuántas hamburguesas me coma, nunca estoy satisfecho.
It doesn't matter how many burgers I eat, I'm not satisfied.
Por eso San Agustín dijo.
This is why Saint Augustine said.
Él dijo.
He said.
Dios.
God.
Tú nos has hecho para ti.
You have made us for yourself.
Y mientras no encontremos satisfacción en ti.
And while we do not find satisfaction in you.
Nuestra vida estará vacía.
Our lives will be empty.
No importa la casa.
It doesn't matter the home.
No importa lo que alguien pueda lograr.
Doesn't matter what anyone can achieve.
No importa cuántos títulos tengas en la muralla.
Now, doesn't matter how many titles you have on your wall.
No importa si tienes el carro del año.
Doesn't matter if you have an automobile of the year.
No importa si tienes mucho dinero, buen trabajo. Si Dios no llena tu vida, estás vacío.
It doesn't matter if you have all the money, the best of anything. If your life is empty, if you don't have God, your life is empty.
Vamos a escuchar lo que Pablo nos dice.
We're going to listen to what Paul says to us.
2 Corintios 5.
And 2 Corinthians 5.
Él va a explicar por qué sirve al Señor.
He is going to tell us why he serves the Lord.
¿Por qué tú sirves al Señor?
Why do you serve the Lord?
¿Por qué vienes a la iglesia?
Why do you come to church?
Pablo va a dar cuatro razones.
Paul is going to give us five reasons.
Pablo comienza con un por qué.
Paul starts saying a why, or giving us a why.
Porque el amor de Cristo nos constriñe.
Because the love of God constrains us.
Ese por qué.
That is the why.
Es una conjunción explicativa en el griego. Él va a decir por qué,
in
la razón.
Greek, this is a
conjunción explicativa.
Explicative conjunction.
Los enemigos de Pablo estaban diciendo que él servía al Señor por motivos egoístas.
The enemies of Paul would say that he was serving the Lord because of selfish reasons.
Pablo dice no.
And Paul says no.
Voy a dar cuatro razones por las que sirvo a Dios.
I'm going to give you four reasons why I serve the Lord.
¿Por qué Pablo sirve al Señor?
Why does Paul serve the Lord?
Son razones.
These are reasons.
Son motivos.
These are motives.
Inconmovibles.
Unmovable.
Praise the Lord. En el verso 9 es la primera.
In verse 9 is the first one.
Pablo dice, por tanto, procuramos.
Paul says, therefore, we make it our aim.
Procuramos.
We make it our aim.
Es el presente indicativo.
It's the present indicative.
De la palabra philotimoumeta. Philo.
Of the word philo.
Philotimoumeta.
Moumeta.
Es una palabra compuesta.
It's a compound word.
La palabra filo, fileo,
the word philo,
amor,
love,
amante, un amigo,
lover, a friend,
y la palabra timé, que quiere decir honor.
And the word tine, which means honor.
Literalmente quiere decir
literally,
un amante
means,
del honor.
It literally means a lover of honor.
La palabra quiere decir algo que se anhela vehementemente.
It's something that you desire vehemently.
Algo que provoca en mí un deseo ardiente.
Something that provokes in me a strong desire.
Los griegos usaban esta palabra.
The Greeks would use this word.
Para hablar de aquella cosa por lo cual vale la pena vivir.
Talk about those things that are worth living for.
La razón más importante por la cual estamos aquí.
The most important reason why we are here.
La razón por la cual yo existo, por la razón por la cual yo vivo.
The reason why I exist, the reason of my being.
La razón por la cual me levanto todos los días, la razón por la que yo hago todas las cosas.
The reason why I get up every morning, the reason why I do all things that I do.
Pablo dice, procuramos.
Paul says, we aim.
Y dice, ser a Dios agradable.
So it says to be well pleasing to him, to God.
Vivir,
to live
cada día,
each day,
con una pasión vehemente,
with a vehement passion,
de que cada cosa que hago,
that everything that I do,
cada cosa que digo,
everything that I say,
cada cosa que pienso,
everything that I think,
cada acto que yo hago,
each action that I do,
es movido por el deseo ardiente de ser agradable delante de Dios.
Is moved by the desire to be pleasing unto God.
Es verdad que somos aceptos en el amado, Efesios 1:6.
Ephesians 1:6 says that we are accepted in the beloved.
Pero Pablo está hablando de lo que yo hago cada día.
But Paul is talking about of the things that I do each day.
Cuando estoy hablando con alguien, cuido mis palabras porque quiero ser agradable a Dios.
When I talk to someone, I want to watch my words because I want to be pleasing unto God.
Cuando tengo que servir, lo hago con la más grande excelencia.
When I have to serve, I do it with the utmost excellence.
Porque tengo una pasión de ser agradable a Dios.
Because I have a passion to want to please God.
Que mi vida, mis acciones y mis pensamientos, todo sea agradable delante de Él.
That my thoughts, my life, everything that I do will be pleasing unto Him.
Esa es la norma.
That is the norm.
Pablo no estaba en un picnic.
Paul was not in a picnic.
Pablo estaba en la guerra.
Paul was in a war.
Cada cosa que él hacía.
Everything that he did.
Cada predicación que él hacía.
Every preaching that he gave.
No lo hacía a la mitad.
He didn't do it halfway.
Lo hacía con todo el corazón.
He did it with all his heart.
Servir a Dios con todo el corazón.
To serve the Lord with
ese
all
es el
your
gran
heart.
Propósito de mi vida.
That is the greatest motive and aim of my life.
Para eso existo.
That is why I exist.
Yo no nací para jugar béisbol.
I was not born to play baseball.
No nací para cantar.
I was not born to sing.
Gracias a Dios.
Praise God.
Procuramos.
We aim.
Serle agradable.
To please him.
La segunda razón, verso 10.
The second reason in verse 10.
Pablo dice.
Paul says.
Porque es necesario que todos nosotros comparezcamos.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Comparezcamos.
We will appear.
¿Por qué Pablo hacía todo lo que hacía?
Why did Paul do everything that he did?
Porque quería ser agradable a Dios.
Because he wanted to please God.
Y porque sabía que un día.
And because he knew that one day.
Un día.
One day.
Ese día viene.
That day will come.
Ese día viene.
That day is coming.
En que cada uno de nosotros.
That each of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
Each of us.
Vamos a comparecer ante el tribunal de Cristo.
Will appear before the throne of Christ.
¿Qué hiciste con tu salvación?
What did you do with your salvation?
¿Qué hiciste con tu salvación?
What did you do with your salvation?
¿Qué hiciste con tu vida?
What did you do with your life?
¿Tu vida fue un picnic?
Was your life a picnic?
¿O tu vida fue una guerra?
Or was your life a battle?
No estamos jugando a la iglesia.
We are not playing church.
No estamos jugando al cristianismo.
We are not playing Christianity.
El diablo odia esta iglesia.
The devil hates this church.
El diablo odia este ministerio.
The devil hates this ministry.
El diablo odia la gracia de Dios y la misericordia de Dios.
The devil hates the grace and the mercy of God.
Es necesario, dice Pablo, que comparezcamos.
So Paul says.
Tribunal de Cristo, número 3.
We must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Verso 11.
In verse 11.
¿Por qué Pablo sirve al Señor?
Why does Paul serve the Lord?
Justamente porque él le teme.
Because he fears him.
Le teme.
He fears him.
No es un miedo de espanto.
It's not a fear that I'm frightened.
Es un miedo de respeto.
It's a fear of respect.
¿Cómo él puede vivir una vida contraria al cristianismo que él predica?
How can he live a life contrary to the life that he preaches?
Él no quiere ofender a Dios.
He does not want to offend God.
Rápidamente.
So quickly.
Número cuatro.
Number four.
Cuarta razón.
Reason.
Pablo dice.
Paul says.
El amor de Cristo.
The love of Christ.
¿Cuántos aman ser amados por Dios?
How many of you love to be loved by God?
¿Cuántos aman la gracia de Dios?
How many of you love the grace of God?
La misericordia de Dios.
The mercy of God.
Ninguno de nosotros merecía la salvación.
None of us deserved salvation.
Ninguno de nosotros hizo nada para la salvación.
None of us did anything to earn salvation.
Ninguno de nosotros le dio una razón a Dios para que nos amara.
None of us gave God a reason to love, for him to
love
us.
Aún así, Él nos amó con un amor perfecto.
Yet he loved us with a perfect love.
Juan 13:1. Juan 13:1.
John 13:1.
El amor de Cristo nos constriñe.
The love of Christ constrains us.
Es el verbo suneche.
Is the verb suneche?
Suneche. Presente indicativo, que quiere decir que el amor.
Indicative, which means love.
El amor nos está constriñendo constantemente, permanentemente.
Constraining us constantly.
La palabra quiere decir.
The word means.
Estar atrapado.
Is to be trapped.
Estar entre la espada y la pared.
Is to be against the wall.
Estar en un lugar estrecho es donde. No me puedo mover.
In a very tight space where I cannot move.
En otras palabras, el amor de Cristo no me deja otra opción.
In other words, the love of God doesn't give me any other option.
No tenemos otra opción.
We have no other option.
Hemos sido comprados por Él, lavados por Él, salvados por Él, por tanto nuestra vida es para Él.
We have been bought by Him, we have been saved by Him, therefore our lives are for Him.
Y Pablo termina diciendo,
and Paul ends by saying,
pensando esto,
thinking this,
el amor de Cristo me pone entre la espada y la pared sin opción.
The love of Christ puts me against the wall, giving me no other option.
Pensando esto,
thinking of these things,
la palabra quiere decir,
the word means,
yo hice una reflexión.
I reflected.
Y yo quiero invitarlos esta mañana a que ustedes hagan una reflexión.
And I want to invite each and every one of you to reflect.
¿Estoy en un picnic o en una guerra?
Am I in a picnic or am I in a war?
¿El amor de Cristo me constriñe o no me constriñe?
Does the love of Christ constrain me or does it not?
Lo único que tiene lugar en mi mente.
The only thing that has room in my mind.
En la mente de Pablo.
In the mind of Paul.
Es la cruz.
Is the cross.
¿Puedo mirar la cruz?
And I look at the cross.
Uno murió por todos.
One died for all.
Piensa en esto.
Let's think of this.
Él murió por mí.
He died for me.
No tenía por qué hacerlo.
He didn't have to do it.
Yo nunca le di una razón para que lo hiciera.
I never gave him a reason to do it.
Al contrario.
On the contrary.
La única razón que yo le di fue pecar, pecar y pecar.
The only reason I gave him was to sin and sin and sin more.
Todo lo que somos y todo lo que tenemos es porque Él nos amó.
All that we are and all that we have is because He loved us.
Mira la cruz.
Look at the cross.
Mira la cruz.
Look at the cross.
Tu Salvador murió por ti ahí en la cruz.
Your Savior died for you on the cross.
¿Hay otra cosa que yo pueda hacer?
Is there anything else I can do?
¿Hay otra cosa que yo pueda hacer que no sea vivir para Él? ¿Hay otra cosa que yo puedo hacer que no sea vivir para Él?
Is there anything else I can do other than to live for Him?
¿Hay algo más alto
anything higher
por lo que yo pueda vivir en este mundo?
That I could live for in this earth.
Ellos estaban construyendo casas artesonadas, lujosas.
They were building luxurious homes.
Estaban en un picnic.
They were in a picnic.
Consumidos por las cosas conmovibles.
Consumed by the movable things.
Y nosotros hemos recibido una palabra inconmovible.
And we have received an immovable word.
Hemos recibido una salvación inconmovible.
We have received a salvation that is immovable.
Promesas inconmovibles. And un Salvador inconmovible.
promises that are immovable, a savior that is immovable.
¿Por qué existimos?
Why do we exist?
Nuestra vida solo tiene razón.
Our lives only has a purpose.
Cuando vivimos para él.
When we live for him.
¿Estamos en un picnic?
Are we in a picnic?
¿O en una guerra?
Or in a battlefield.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
You know, I just got a message in that the church picnic is canceled this afternoon. You know, it's and probably appropriate. It's, you know, it's we got 5 buses. You know, we're just going out, and you know, hey, you know what? Thank you, Pastor Christian, really for that message, right? You know, when there's soldiers of Christ all throughout the audience, you know, that's a message of encouragement, isn't it? I mean, wow, that was like so encouraging. I just was really enjoying that. You know, when I come to a conference, I kind of look at the main theme. A lot of times it has a main verse, and in that main verse, I try to pick out a word, right? What's the key word? What's it going to be? So in verse 58, 1 Corinthians 15 here, I was looking at the verse, and I was like, there it was, the beautiful word. There was a word there right in the beginning. Therefore. Therefore? Really? Yeah. Because we know, Pastor Matt, in hermeneutical principles, we always ask, if you see a therefore, what is that therefore? Okay. And in verse 57, it says, thanks be to God who's given us the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, that is finished work all over the place. That is like, have a seat in the recliner. Don't go to the picnic. Just get in the finished work seat right there and then just start operating from that position. Because therefore, you can be steadfast, immovable. You recognize that you are the beloved and that you are a worker in the kingdom. Our next speaker, man, this guy's a worker in the kingdom. He has sent 2 sons up here that have graduated to Bible school. Wow, that is such an accomplishment. It's amazing, you know. We see that he's had a church in Belo Horizonte and moved to Florianopolis and back in Belo Horizonte, and he's like just on the move. And he's always out in the street, always evangelizing. You know, he's a man after my own heart. Yeah, you know, I love seeing all that. He is faithful. It's so beautiful that he has his wife up here. And I think both sons are just one. Okay, we got one. He brought his interpreter with him. Yeah, so, hey, let's welcome Pastor Geraldo.
Bom dia.
Good morning. Good morning.
Obrigado, Pastor Charles, por essa oportunidade.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you, Pastor Charles. Thank you, Pastor Stan, for this opportunity.
Seja muito bem-vindo ao Brasil, todos and, vocês.
And you all are welcome to come to Brazil at any time.
A minha esposa está aqui, por favor, fique de pé.
And my wife is here today. Please stand up. It's her second time in a convention.
Eu e Elaine, minha esposa Elaine, somos frutos deste ministério.
Me and my wife, we are fruit of this ministry.
Há 36 anos atrás.
36 years ago.
Ela conheceu Jesus através da mímica.
She got born again through this ministry, through the evangelism of mine.
Pouco tempo depois, ela estava como parte da equipe da mímica.
And not long after that, she was part of this mime team.
E eu estava perdido em Belo Horizonte.
And I was lost in Belo Horizonte.
E eu vi a equipe da mímica apresentando.
And I watched the mime on the streets.
Eles estavam fazendo a mímica da máscara.
They were doing some specific kind of mime.
E eu fiquei assistindo até o final.
And I was watching to the end.
E ela veio falar comigo com outra irmã.
And she and another sister in Christ came to talk to me.
Eu não a conhecia.
I didn't know her yet.
E ela compartilhou o evangelho comigo.
And she's the one who shared the gospel with me.
E eu orei com ela para nascer de novo.
And I prayed with her to receive Jesus.
Nós ficamos bastante amigos.
And we became really good friends.
E em 94 nós casamos.
And in 1994 we got married.
Deus nos deu 3 filhos maravilhosos.
And God gave us 3 amazing kids.
Isaac, Joel e Nathan.
Isaac, me, Joe and Nathan. Yeah. You all probably know Nathan, he's in Finland now.
E pela graça de Deus.
And through the grace of God.
Nós enviamos 2 aqui para a escola bíblica em Baltimore.
2 of them came here in Baltimore for Bible college.
Isaac foi o primeiro.
I was the first one, Isaac, me.
E o Nathan o segundo.
And Nathan was the second one.
E o Nathan o segundo.
And Nathan was the second one to come.
Hoje o Nathan é um missionário na Finlândia.
And today it's really good to say that Nathan is a missionary in Finland.
Yes. E temos o Joel.
And also have Joel.
Que é uma bênção para nós em Belo Horizonte.
It's a blessing for us in Belo.
Amém?
Amen.
É só para conhecer um pouco sobre
just
nossa família.
Just know a little bit about us.
Yeah. Se você pode, por favor, abre sua Bíblia comigo em Salmos, capítulo 46.
Please, let's open our Bibles in Psalms 46.
Versículo 1 a 3.
Let's read verses 1 through 3.
Pode ler para nós.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging.
Deus é o nosso refúgio.
God is our refuge.
Eu gosto muito de Salmos capítulo 46.
I really love Psalms chapter 46.
Deus é a nossa fortaleza.
God is our fortress.
O Deus de Abraão, Isaac e Jacó.
The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
É o nosso Deus.
He's our God.
Não temeremos nada.
We will not fear anything.
Mesmo que este mundo que está transformando dia após dia.
Even if this world is moving all over the place every day.
E para mal.
And moving towards evil.
Nós sabemos que esse mundo jaz no maligno.
We know that this world lies on weakness.
Em 1 João capítulo 5, versículo 19.
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
Este mundo tenebroso é governado por espíritos do mal.
This world is under evil spirits.
De acordo com Efésios 6, 12.
According to Ephesians 6, 12.
E nós estamos neste mundo.
And we are part of this world.
Mas nós não somos deste
but
mundo.
But we do not belong in this world.
A nossa pátria é celestial.
Our citizenship is in heaven.
E enquanto estivermos aqui.
And while we are here.
Nós precisamos liderar com os problemas da vida.
We have to deal with problems and trials in life.
E todos nós temos problemas, não é verdade?
And all of us go through trials and problems, right?
Deus permite os problemas.
But the thing is, God allows these trials.
Mas Deus não nos abandona em nossos problemas.
But God does not abandon us during these trials.
Há 2000 anos atrás,
2000 years ago,
Jesus orou por nós.
God prayed for us.
Em João 17, versículo 20.
In John 17, verse 20.
O contexto, Jesus estava orando por os discípulos.
In that context, Jesus was praying for his disciples.
Mas no versículo 20 ele falou, Pai.
But in verse 20 he also says, Father,
não oro somente por estes,
I don't pray only for these,
mas também por aqueles que vão crer em mim por meio da tua palavra.
But also for those who are going to believe in me because of your word.
Ele estava pensando em você.
He was thinking about you.
Ele estava pensando em mim.
He was thinking about me.
Ele falou, Pai,
he said, Father,
não os tires do mundo,
I pray that you don't take them away from this world,
mas os preserve no mal.
But protect them from evil.
Por isso, é muito importante saber quem nós somos nos problemas.
And that's why it's really important for us to know who we are in the face of trials.
Quem nós somos e para onde nós estamos indo.
Who we are and where we are going.
Pastor Shibley falou sobre recordar domingo, noite.
On Sunday evening, Pastor Shibley talked about remembering.
E é bom nós recordarmos, hein, Pastor Cliff?
And it's good for us to remember, right,
algumas,
Pastor Cliff?
Algumas doutrinas, né?
Precious doctrines.
Em Jeremias capítulo 31 versículo 3.
In Jeremiah chapter 31 verse.
Jeremias 31 versículo 3.
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3.
O povo hebreu estava na Babilônia.
The Jews, they were in Babylon.
Estava adorando ídolos.
They were worshiping idols.
Estava longe de Jerusalém.
They were far from Jerusalem.
E Deus disse,
and God said,
eu vi o meu povo.
I saw my people.
Eu amei com amor eterno.
I loved them with eternal love.
E com generosidade o atraí.
And I attracted them.
Este é o mesmo princípio para conosco.
And the same thing applies to us.
Em Efésios 2:12.
In Ephesians 12:12.
Nós estávamos sem Deus e sem esperança no mundo.
We were away from God and had no hope.
Mas Deus nos viu de longe.
But God saw us from afar.
E nos amou com amor eterno.
And he loved us with eternal love.
E nos atraiu a Jesus Cristo, à cruz do
Calvário. And he attracted us to him through Jesus.
Nos atraiu à cruz.
He attracted us to the cross.
Nós nascemos de novo.
And we are born again.
Deus nos deu uma nova vida.
God gave us a new life.
Deus nos deu um novo começo.
He gave us a new beginning.
Deus nos deu uma nova esperança.
He gave us a new hope.
Deus nos deu uma nova identidade.
He gave us a new identity.
Fomos crucificados com Cristo.
We were crucified with
Christ. Romanos 6:6.
Romans 6:6.
Fomos mortos com Cristo.
We died with Christ.
Romanos 6:8.
Romans 6:8.
Fomos sepultados e ressurretos com Cristo. Romanos 6:4.
We were buried and resurrected with Christ. Romans 6:4.
Gálatas 2:20.
Galatians 2:20.
Não mais nós vivemos.
No more I live.
Mas Cristo vive em nós.
But Christ lives in me.
Colossenses 3:3-4.
Colossians 3, verse 3 and 4.
Nós estamos escondidos em Cristo.
We are hidden in Christ.
Cristo em Deus.
Christ in God.
E quando Ele manifestar.
And when He manifests.
Nós manifestaremos com Ele
em
glória e poder.
We will manifest with Him forever.
Em glória e poder.
In glory and power.
Então.
So.
Não temos passado.
We don't have a past.
Deus não lembra mais do nosso passado.
God does not remember our past.
Perdoados eternamente.
We are forgiven.
Toda a nossa dívida.
All of our debt
foi quitada,
has been paid
na cruz do Calvário.
At the cross.
O preço foi alto.
It was a high price.
O sangue de Jesus.
The blood of Christ.
Não temos mais passado.
We don't have a past.
Temos futuro garantido.
We have assurance of a future.
Escondido em Cristo e Cristo em Deus.
Hidden in Christ and Christ in God.
Quando Ele manifestar, nós manifestaremos
com
Ele.
Whenever He manifests, we will manifest with Him.
Pastor Steven disse certa vez.
Pastor Steven said once.
O nosso futuro é tão brilhante quanto as promessas de Deus para nós hoje.
Our future is as bright as the promises of God for us today.
Não temos passado.
We don't have a past.
Temos futuro garantido.
We have a assurance of a future.
E presente cheio de graça.
And a present full of grace.
E Deus nos chama a andar na graça.
And God calls us to walk in grace.
Deus nos chama a pensar na graça.
God calls us to think
of grace.
A viver
na graça. A viver na graça.
To live in grace.
A falar palavras da graça.
To say words of grace.
Uau, isso faz toda a diferença em nossas vidas.
And that makes total difference in our lives.
Porque nós somos parte de povo peculiar.
Because we are part of a unique people.
Povo separado para Deus.
A people that are separated for God.
Somos parte de povo de propriedade exclusiva de Deus. Tito 2:14.
We are part of a people that are exclusively belonging to God. That's Titus 1:14.
Tito
2:14.
Uau! Somos parte de edifício.
We are part of a heavenly building.
1 Pedro capítulo 2.
1 Peter 2.
Somos pedras nesse edifício.
We are stones in this building.
E o que nos conecta uns aos outros.
And what connects us with one another.
Colossenses 3:14.
Colossians 3:14.
É o amor incondicional de Deus.
Is the love of God.
Um amor ágape.
Agape love.
O que dá sustentação a esse edifício?
What sustains this building?
É a pedra angular.
Is the cornerstone.
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Christ.
Nós estamos conectados uns com os outros.
We are connected with one another.
Estamos conectados a Jesus.
We are connected to Christ.
E Jesus está conectado a nós.
And Jesus is connected to us.
Isto é graça.
And that's grace.
Não merecemos.
We don't deserve it.
Mas Deus nos ama.
But God loves us.
Deus tem plano especial para cada de nós.
God has a plan for each one of us.
Então nós estamos neste mundo tenebroso.
So we are part of this world.
E nós precisamos liderar com nossos problemas no dia a dia.
And we have to deal with problems and trials every day.
E todos nós temos problemas,
and
é verdade?
All of us have problems.
Deus não nos abandona em nossos problemas.
But God doesn't abandon us during this problem.
Daniel. Deus permitiu o problema.
God allowed that situation.
Ele foi lançado na cova dos leões.
And he was thrown in the lion's den.
Mas Deus enviou seus anjos para fechar a boca dos leões.
Sent his angels to close the lion's mouth.
Não abandonou Daniel no seu problema.
God did not abandon Daniel during his trial.
Os três jovens,
those three young
diante
men,
de Nabucodonosor,
in front of Nebuchadnezzar,
teve grande problema.
They had to face a big trial.
foram lançados na fornalha acesa.
They were thrown in the fire.
E às vezes nós só conseguimos ver Deus.
And sometimes we can only see God
dentro dos nossos problemas.
Inside of problems.
Aqueles três jovens na fornalha.
Those three men in the fire.
Eles só viram Deus quando estava na fornalha.
They only saw God, the fourth man, when they were in the fire.
Deus não abandonou eles no problema.
God did not abandon them.
Eles saíram sem um fio de cabelo queimado.
And they left the fire with no burn.
Este é o nosso Deus.
And this is our God.
O Deus de Abraão.
The God of Abraham.
O Deus de Jacó.
The God of Jacob.
O nosso Deus.
Our God.
Talvez você está liderando com um problema nessa manhã.
Maybe you're facing some hard trials this morning.
Talvez Deus permitiu algo acontecer com você.
Maybe God allowed something happen to
ou conosco.
Or with all of us.
Mas nós podemos confiar no fato de que Deus não irá nos abandonar nos nossos problemas.
But we can trust that God will never abandon us during this problem.
E muitos de nós vamos encontrar Deus dentro dos problemas.
And we will always find God inside these problems.
E Deus pode mudar a nossa sorte.
And God can change our situation.
Deus pode fazer infinitamente mais.
God can do beyond than what we think.
Está consumado.
It is finished.
Não temos passado.
We don't have a past.
Diante de Deus não temos passado.
Before God, we don't have a past.
Temos um futuro brilhante, um futuro garantido.
We have assurance of a bright future.
E um presente cheio de graça.
And a present full of grace.
Nós temos esse convite para andarmos na graça.
And we have this invitation to always walk in grace.
Para pensar na graça.
To think about grace.
Falar palavras da graça.
Say words of grace.
Porque isso edifica.
Because that
isso
edifies.
Muda vidas.
That change lives.
E Deus é maravilhoso.
And God is wonderful.
Então, como Isaac leu no início,
as we read in the beginning,
Psalms 46, Deus é o nosso refúgio.
God is our refuge.
E é presente na tribulação.
And ever present in the time of trouble.
Então, dentro do nosso problema,
so inside of our problems,
Deus é presente.
God is present.
Uau! Ele é presente.
He is present.
Então, portanto, não temerei.
So let's not fear.
Mesmo que este mundo,
even if this world is moving,
maluco,
it's crazy,
se transforme dia após dia,
keeps changing day by day.
Nós temos a segurança eterna.
We have eternal
nós
assurance.
Temos a vida eterna.
We have assurance of
e
eternal
nada
life.
Deste mundo,
and nothing in this world,
nem altura, nem profundidade, nem fome,
neither height of depth or famine,
batalhas,
or battles,
nada poderá nos separar
nothing
do amor
can
de Deus
separate us from the love of God,
que está em Cristo Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Nada.
Nothing.
O Deus dos exércitos,
the God of the armies,
é o nosso, está conosco,
is with us,
dentro dos nossos problemas,
inside of problems.
Que Deus abençoe a todos nós,
God bless
em nome
all.
De Jesus.
Amém. Amém.
Once you wind them up, right? Okay, it sounds like all of you are making preparation to make some plane tickets for LambCon. Okay, yeah, that's... hey, thank you really so much for that. Thank you for those two messages there. I just want to say a little something about Pastor Stan and Karen. You know, that they have, for so many years, really for thousands of people, they have sacrificed just in many different areas. And you know what they call it? Privilege to be in the will of God. Yeah, that's their heart, right? That's what they do. But, you know, we know Pastor Stan, Karen, they started the church in Lima, Peru. They're in Rosario, Argentina right now. Do you know that so many, we were a benefactor and in the past and in the future of visits. You know, he makes a lot of visits. He builds up, he edifies, he really encourages the teams that are throughout Latin America as well as all of us, you know, up here. So, Pastor Stan, can you just come up here for a moment? Okay. You know, he has a great heart for people to enter in, enjoy, and be successful in the mission field. If you can be with him in any of those, it would be great. But when it comes to the World Cup,
what's the World Cup?
Argentina knows what the World Cup is, and we want to find out. Okay, thank you, Pastor Stan.
Love you, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Before you guys judge me and think this was by, you know, because boasting, like, it's like the church gave me this. Because they love me. I'm not joking. And that's why I wore it. Because they love me. And I love them. You know, if you go, you could open your Bible to Mark chapter 10 and verse 32. If you go out to a street, like if you go out here to the street, then you can go like that way, or you can go that way, right? You can go to the left, you can go to the right. In this chapter, it says in verse, it's Mark chapter 10, verse 32, they were on the road. It's talking about the disciples. They were on the road. They went to the road, and they wanted to go that way, the Galilee. They wanted to go to Galilee, and they thought that Jesus would go that way. But they get out to the road, and they're like, there he goes, that way. Because it says they were on their way going up to Jerusalem, and they're looking at Jesus. He's going, you know what was in Jerusalem for Jesus and for them was trouble. They were on the road. He was on the road to pain. That's the way he took. He went on the road to pain and trouble. Jesus. But then it says Jesus was walking ahead of them. You know, that's so good. Like Jesus was walking ahead of them. You know, so there they are. They get out there, and it's safer. But Jesus went that way, and he's walking ahead of them. And they don't have to go. They don't have to go. They can go that way. Just like you and me, right? We can go that way. And it's safer, right? It's safer. But the only thing is that Jesus is that way, right? Jesus went to pain and trouble. It says here, and they were, what does it say in that? Yeah, amazed. They were amazed. Another translation, one of the Spanish translations says perplexed. They were perplexed. They were, you can imagine their faces like, safety, you know, it's better. Like, they're perplexed. They're confused, right? They're perplexed. And then it says, and those who followed were afraid. So the 12 are perplexed. And then there's others following, and they're afraid. So there's perplexed and afraid. And I question, right? Maybe for me, I could say, am I perplexed when Jesus leads me on the road to trouble? Or am I fearful of it? But then the next part says, And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him. You know, if I go that way, I never hear that. So I go that way, and it's maybe I think it's safer, but I never hear what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Jesus, if I follow him on the road to trouble, he will talk with me. Like, he will tell me what's happening. I can. The theme for the conference is immovable. Like, we are immovable in a very movable world. The world is moving. But how do I get that stability? The stability is not that way. Right? That's what I think, but it's not that way. The stability is only in Jesus. Right? That's my stability. See, it says he began to tell them what things. If I hear him as he tells me, this is my plan. And I listen, so okay, oh, this is your plan. It's not just random. You are on purpose, like taking me on the way into pain and trouble. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 51, it says regarding this same period of time that Jesus set his face to go up to Jerusalem. He set his face towards the trouble. He didn't set his face like, and it's in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7, he set his face like a what? Like a flint. Like a flint. Like a sharp, pointy, old arrowhead that's going somewhere. He didn't set his face like a balloon or a bowl of Jell-O. Set his face like a bowl of... No, he set his face like a flint. He's going there. And if I follow him... See, that's where in 1 Peter 1:23, it's the imperishable seed, right? We are born again by an imperishable... The seed is imperishable. So... It's the imperishable seed that makes us in Ephesians 4:15, we're not blown around by every wind of doctrine, but we actually are, how does he say it there in Ephesians 4:15? Like grown up in every way. Isn't that good? Like growing up in Christ. Growing up, can you only get there, like if I go this way, guess what? This is blown around by every wind of doctrine, but this way, because not because of the pain and not because of the trouble. It's not the pain and the trouble. It's Jesus. And Jesus is leading me. And Jesus is saying, come on. Like he's just inviting us. It says, and maybe you could put up on the screen Psalm 23. I was thinking about this psalm late last night and early this morning. And I was thinking, yeah, this psalm is like the Christian life. It's like my whole Christian life. It starts out, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Right? He's now my shepherd. I won't lack anything. He makes me lie down. Isn't that what happened with us? Like he made us lie down. We were saved, born again, and then he says, I got you. And he makes us lie down in the green pastures. He gives us the body, right? He gives us the word. He makes us lie down. He leads us. We need those still waters, right? And he gave them to us. He did. Next verse says, He restores my soul. Because I lose it. But he restores it. How many times has he restored your soul? He leads me in the paths of righteousness. This is the way, right? Remember last night's message? The way that God leads us, right, is the way of love. It's the way of righteousness. It's the Galatians 6:16. It's the new creation way, right? That's the way. Passive righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It doesn't say there won't be evil, right? It's the weight of pain and trouble, maybe sometimes. But it doesn't say there's no evil. It says I won't fear it. It doesn't say there's no evil that way. It says I won't fear it. For this is it, right? This is all it is. This is Jesus went that way. That's all it is. As Jesus goes that way, he leads me, and I said, like, you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And there's a table. Yeah, there's a solid table for me. And my enemies are around, right? There's demons, and my enemies are around. But there's a table for me. But you anoint me with oil. And guess what? Like my cup, like I have a ministry. I have something I could share. It's amazing. It runs over in the last verse. Excuse me. I'm really nervous this morning. I don't know why. Goodness and mercy. Oh, they're so good. What follows me? You know, that's what it says in Galatians 6:16 too. Like if you follow the new creation rule, that's the rule, right? This is not the old rules. It's the new creation rule. If you follow them, what does it say? Peace and mercy. Here it says, goodness and mercy following me all the days now, right? Every single day now, and then forever. That's us. Forever in the house of the Lord. So all I want to say is just, I don't need to be perplexed, right? I don't need to be fearful on the way to trouble. Amen.